Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and as always, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. Wishing you guys all a happy Friday. Happy Friday as usual. Hope you guys are having an amazing weekend coming up. I know for us here, we're getting ready for the kids to go back to school. So if you're in the position as me, you're a mommy, you're getting your little chicklings ready to go back to school. It's a very exciting time. But if you haven't gotten the chance to really get out there and do something fun with your kids, I know summer is almost over. It's so sad, but definitely get out there. You know, you guys can go to the zoo, go to a lake or something, go fishing, just spend time together before they get back together with their friends. One thing that I definitely notice is the time that we have with our children is so short compared to a lifetime when they have with somebody else. So I've learned to cherish every moment with my children. I've learned to really hold them close while I can, because they're so dear to my heart. So, but if you're new here at NMA, I want to welcome you. Welcome. You can make your home here at NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, where our desire is to inspire. Our desire is to uplift. Our desire is to encourage you and to empower you through the Word of God. And NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds here, we're not alone. We are part of an amazing podcast network through A History with God Ministries. So if you want to check out the amazing podcast network, you can go to www.ahistorywithgod.org. If you scroll down to the bottom, there's a great selection of podcast networks that you can listen to. And guys, I'm telling you, this is the best part, is that each and every single podcast that is on the site gears to each and every single person. So if you want to learn about the history with God, we have Pastors Yvonne there, and there's just so much going on, and it definitely is for each and every single person. There's a podcast for kids. There's so much. So guys, definitely go ahead and check it out. And we're also on there too. So if you're enjoying my podcast, you will have so much to enjoy. Frank and Christina Sasso have a podcast network that's part of our network, so we're so excited. And we're continuing strong, because on our 25th episode, actually, Frank and Christina will be joining us. So I'm super, super, super excited about that. And I am so looking forward to that, because I know that it's going to be a funny podcast show. So you guys tune in from now until then. So today I'm going to talk about something so important, and something that I've kind of been dealing with. When you come to that time of your life where your faith is tested, I know exactly how you feel. And if maybe somebody out there is where I am or I was, this podcast is for you. So don't be discouraged. There's times when our faith is tested. There's times when obstacles will come our way where we feel like, God, where are you? But rest assured, because God has promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. His word is true and his word is sure. And that's one thing that you can definitely, definitely hold strong to, is that God keeps his promises. So that's what inspired me to do my podcast for today. We're still going to continue on with the women's series. Don't worry, we're still continuing on. I just wanted to do just a little bit more studies on the women of the Bible, especially like Esther. She has an amazing story, and I've really been reading up on her. And I will definitely have an amazing podcast dedicated to Esther coming up in the next weeks, but I definitely wanted to read up and study up on her. There's so much in her story that I don't want to miss anything out, and it's probably going to be like a two-part series, because again, her story is amazing. But yes, so today we're talking about faith and how it is impossible to please God without faith. Now, we all know that faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. And we all know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he rewardeth them who diligently seek him. Now that's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1-6. If you are struggling with faith right now, just know that faith is that one thing that we need to hold on to, because that's ultimately how we please God, is through faith. So if your faith is being tested, know that God is not the one that tests us, but we get tested by our own desires. Our own desires is ultimately what brings testing and trials. So God doesn't tempt us. He doesn't test us. You go through tests and trials, but it's not necessarily him testing you. Some things are out of the flesh. Some things are of the enemy, but rejoice. Rejoice in a time of testing. I'm just talking to you guys about faith because we constantly need to be reminded to keep the faith, to keep the faith, to keep the faith, no matter what it looks like. I know I was in a spot where, you know, the results are telling me one thing. I was trying to keep the faith, like, Lord, but it says in your word. But that's exactly how you do it. Because in that time when you feel like you're running dry, you need to draw from what you already put in. There's times when you're sick and you need to draw from, you know, the word where it says that by your stripes I am healed. There's times when you go through a season of hardship and you said, no, he has so much grace and so much love for us. So we need to be able to pull up the word whenever we're going through hardship. That's why faith comes by hearing, and hearing every single word of the Lord. So if you are not hearing the word, if you're not listening to the word, that could be a reason why, you know, you're not in faith. That's why it could be a reason why you're struggling just keeping the faith. But keep your word up, because it will help with your faith. But the Bible gives us amazing examples of men and women of God, of faith in the Bible. And this is also in Hebrews 11. And it talks about Abraham, who is the father of faith. And we all know that God called Abraham to leave his country and to start a new nation. From the family of Abraham, God would bless the earth. So we know that Abraham is our father. So Abraham is one of the fathers of many generations. And this ultimately came in from Jesus Christ. Abraham could not understand at that time how God would bless the world through him and his family. But he trusted God to lead him wherever he was supposed to go. He left his home, family, and traveled to what would be Israel, the new land that was known as Canaan at the time. Based only on the promise of God, Abraham followed as Jehovah led him and his servants. He took his nephew Lot and many other family members and servants. He was a rich man. The decision to pick up everything he owned must have been a tough one. So imagine if you had to leave everything, if God called you to a place that you did not know, and you just had to leave everything behind and go where he leads you. Sometimes it's like that, guys. God will call you to a person. God will call you to a place totally new, somewhere that you don't even know about. And, you know, he's so that we can depend on his leading, so that we can depend on his teaching. I have heard from the Lord pulling me towards certain people, not for me not understanding why, but believing in the scriptures that if he brought me this far, he will bring me through it. So again, you have to draw from what's already within and trust in the Lord always. Again, I say it, trust in the Lord with all your might, with all your soul, because he's the one who's true and he's going to deliver you. And we also have Joseph. If you remember, Joseph was hated by his brothers and he was thrown into the pits and sold as a slave. And then after being bought by one of the kings, even in the pits, Joseph believed that God could deliver him. He never lost faith. And I can see myself in his shoes sometimes, where you're just praying and believing and time is just going by and you're just like, Lord, Lord, like, come through, come through. And surely enough, he does come through. Because as you know, that God shown his power in the prison. And Joseph was delivered out of that prison. So much so that he was standing right next to the king. And God was faithful to Joseph as he was faithful to God. Joseph eventually saw the fulfillment of the dreams that God had given him. So God had to reveal to Joseph so long ago what would happen in his life, not necessarily telling him everything, the details, but if you recall back the story of Joseph, where he had the dreams where his brothers would be bowing down to him, God fulfills his dreams at the end. So don't forsake those dreams that God has put in your heart. Don't forsake them. You also have the amazing story of Moses. And it's living out your faith. Moses lived out his faith. When God sent him to go deliver his people from Egypt, he had to be obedient to live out by faith that God was going to do exactly what he was going to do. And as we know that God used Moses mightily in the Bible, we also have Joshua and Caleb. Faith when everything seems impossible. And that's where most of us are. And when Israel arrived at the edge of the land promised by God, Moses sent 12 spies to see what they would be up against. 10 of the spies brought back news of giants, impenetrable walls, but 2 of them brought back news of great natural beauty and wealth. Those 2 young men were Joshua and Caleb. So, where one situation can seem bad, you must look at it in a different way. One thing that may seem bad to one person may be a good thing for another person. And we learn here that Joshua trusted God that God would help them take the land. I mean, this land was already promised to them. But how many people know that just because something is promised to you, sometimes you have to put in a fight. Sometimes you have to fight for certain things, certain rights, certain beliefs. You have to fight. It's not a playground. The devil is not just going to be like, oh yeah, yeah, here, this was yours, take it. No, sometimes you have to get down in prayer and pray. Sometimes you have to fast. Sometimes you have to, you know, just be obedient to the Lord. And at the end of it, they were able to get the land that God had promised them. So, pretty much, like, I want to encourage you guys to keep the faith. These are some examples of great men in the Bible who've exercised their faith fully. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. So if you are in a tough spot right now, I am here to encourage you, to let you know that trouble don't last always. There is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. It may be tough right now. It may not be easy right now. You may feel squeezed right now, but know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I believe that God is able and that He will do all things that we think is impossible. He's able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So if you're in that squeeze space right now, know that I'm believing in you and I'm trusting in God with you, interceding for each other, that everything will be okay in Jesus' name. So until next time, guys, I'm gonna take a break for the next week. So I will actually hear from you guys again the following week. So I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Pray for me as I pray for you. Let's, as always, remember that we work for one God. We have one enemy, which is Satan. So let's all work together to build each other up for the glory of the kingdom of the Most High God. Until next time, guys, I'm wishing you all an amazing weekend and an amazing Labor Day weekend coming up.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.